Okay. All right. Simen Reish Lamed Gimel. Zman Tfil Samincha. So to understand this, let's start with another introduction to really understand what's going on behind the Zman and what is Zman Mincha Gedol, Mincha Ktana, where we got the Zman from. So the Mincha, Tfilas Mincha is patterned after the Korban Shalbein Arabayim. It's not even clear so much why it's called Tfilas Mincha, because you have a Mincha offering in the Korban of the morning also. Yeah, but anyways, the Korban Shalbein Arabayim, the Tavin Shalbein Arabayim, really, Mi'ikar Din can be brought at Chatzos. And Chatzos Mi'ikar Din, already the current Talmud of the Bein Arbaim could be brought. However, in the base of Migdash, it was unclear Bidiyuk when Chatzos was. And therefore, Chazal were Metakin not to offer up the Talmud Shal Bein Arbaim was not allowed to be offered until at least a half hour after Chatzos. Okay? Really, at Chatzos Mi'ikar Din was allowed to be brought. But to be porridge from possibly doing it too early, they made it done that it could only be done a half hour after Chatzos. That is when really one is allowed to bring them in. That's why we're getting, that's why it's called Mincha Gedolah is patterned after when they would be allowed to be brought the Korban Tamin Shalbein Arbaim. However, they did not want to offer up the Korban Shalbein Arbaim so early in the day. The fact is, because the halacha is that all korbanos that were brought during the day have to be brought in between the Tamid Shal Boker and the Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim. That means, once they're makriv, the Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim, you cannot offer up any more korbanos. The one exception is, or one of the exceptions is, the Korban Pesach, which we'll get to in a second, why it's going to be important. But besides for that, you're not allowed to offer up korbanos in between Tamid Shal Boker and Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim. Therefore, they were pushed off the Tamid Shal Arbaim till Mincha Ketana. They offered it up at the ninth and a half hour of the day. That's when Lamaisa they offered up the Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim. So really halachically they could do it at Chatzos. Mikra then they pushed off that they should not do it until a half hour after Chatzos, which is Mincha Gedolah. But Lamaisa they did it at Mincha Ketana. Except for Erev Pesach, and especially Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. They pushed up the Korban Tamid till Mincha Gedolah in order for the fact that they'll have the rest of the day to offer up the Korban Pesach. Everyone will have time to offer up the Korban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash. Why is this so important? Number one, that's where we get Mincha Gedolah and Mincha Ketanah from. But more than that, the Rishonim pull out from here, when is the best time to daven Mincha? Lamaisa, what's the best time to daven Mincha? So the Rambam writes, I'll read you the Lashon of the Rambam. A Rambam caught the Pir Gimel Mehilchos Tefila, Halacha Beis. Kvar amarnu shetfilas haMincha k'neged Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim. Tikne zmana. Ulefishaya Tamid kariv b'chol yom b'teisha. Sha'osu mechza. Since every day was offered up in the ninth and a half hour, Tikna zmana miteisha shalos machzor. Therefore, the zman mincha is 9.5 hours a day. V'ine anikres mincha ketana. Ulefisha be'erav Pesach shechal yos be'erav Shabbos. No, I said erav Pesach shechal yos b'Shabbos. Erav Pesach shechal yos be'erav Shabbos. Hayu shochtin at the time in order that they have to do it quickly so don't mechal Shabbos. That's the time they used to do it in the 6.5 hour of the day. Omru shamit palo achar sheishaus ametsa yotza. Over there, since at one time of the year they used to do it, possibly at 6.5 hours, therefore you're yotze. And the clear lashon of the Rambam is you're yotze b'diyeved only at mincha gedola. But mincha ketana is really the ikar takana davim is mincha ketana. The Rambam writes. Only b'di'evet if he did it mincha gedolah. Since that one time of erev Pesach Chal Yos be'erev Shabbos, they used to do it at 6.5 hours. Therefore, someone does it 6.5 hours, he's yotze. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Rov Rishonim, which is the second day I'm going to be down right now. Rov Rishonim, it's Rashi, it's the Tor, it's the Rush. The Gra goes with this. Is that is a mitzvah to do it at Mincha Ketana. However, it's also lichatchila to do Mincha Gedolah is also good. Mincha Gedolah is also good. The mitzvah kitikuna is a mincha katana. However, it's not considered bidyevit if you did a mincha gedolah. It's considered lechatchila. And the third shita is the Ritva and Yuma, Kafchasam Abeis, and also Rav Nevinsal bring down, it's also Rav Sadia Gaon, that actually mincha gedolah is the best time. Why? Because really, they're really equal. Mincha is mincha. You could do it, sorry, from mincha gedolah. And the reason makdim la mitzvah is the best time to do a mitzvah is the earliest possible time. And therefore, mincha gedolah is the best time to do it. So three shitas. Rambam says mincha ketana is the time to do it. Anything, and before then is bidyevid. Second shita, the middle shita, is that they're both really lechatchila. Maybe the mitzvah is do it mincha ketana, but it's also lechatchila to mincha gedolah. And the third shita, the ritva and the rasai gaon, that even mincha gedolah is lechatchila. Whether there's a mitzvah to do it, when's the best time to do it? According to the second opinion, also the best time to do it is mincha ketana. According to the third opinion, best time to do it is mincha gedolah.
What does it say about mincha ketana?
What?
What does
the
Rifa say about
mincha ketana?
Is that like
bidyevet? Any other mitzvah. There's reason to do it. There's reason to makdim mitzvah to do it then, but obviously you're still yotze if you do it later on. Yes?
So the Rambam then said you can't eat any sumerah.
Ah, oh, okay, we're gonna get there. Very good. Very good chav. Okay. Very good. We're gonna get there soon. Rav Nevinsal makes this point. Hold that point. Okay. Okay. Lamaisa. What do we hold Lamaisa? So let's read the mechaber now. Reish Lama Gimel Sipal. Mishi Pal Tfilas Mincha L'Acher Vav Shos Mechsel L'Malo Yotza. Whose lashon is that? It's the Rambam. He's Yotza, that's a Lashon of Bidyevit, the Mishnah Berurah points this out. He's Yotza Bidyevit. But however, what's Lechatchilo? Lechatchilo is Mincha Ketana. Look at Mishnah Berurah, Sifon Aleph. In the middle, he brings on this whole thing. This is Valkain. Iker is man tefilas a mincha lechatchilo mitesh haos umetzel l'malo k'neg da tam yishay makrim b'chol yom umikol mokom yizmizpal v'yishay umetzel l'malo yotza. But then he brings down, like we said before, even lechatchila you could daven later on. Those are the first 2 days that we bring down. It does not bring the ritva or the rasad yigon, but those are the first 2 days that we brought down before. So alach lamaisa, the mechaber paskins like the Rambam, and therefore the mitzvah, the time to do it is a mincha ketana. If you did a mincha gedolah, you're yotze b'di'eved. However, harbi achronim, many of the later achronim come along, Chaznish, Rav Chaim, the Grids, Rav Nevinsal himself, we'll see in a minute, they were makbid to daf gedavim mincha gedolah for various reasons. So if we look inside Rav Nevinsal, Dibur Masel Veker. Says, v'zu dasa ramim da'adit lithal mincha ketan. V'dasa sadi gaon de mincha gedolah adifa. Because then he goes into a sipur about the Grizz, which I don't want to get into. He says, Veroy.
What's the Grizz?
The Rabbi Brisk. Veroy Leida. The third line in. Veroy Leida ended. Veroy Leida, Shimotze Lechol. This is what you said, Kerry. Okay, Yotzebo, if you want to eat, anytime after Zvan Mincha, Moda Ramah to certainly Pal Tchila Mincha. The Ramah is going to be Moda that you have to daven Mincha first, right? Because you can't daven mincha. You can't daven, and it said you can't eat until you daven mincha according to the Rambam. The Rambam was the first sheep that we saw before that the Mechaber was Machmer for. So even the Rambam, who is the mincha katana man, if you want to daven, you want to eat, go ahead and eat, you have to daven mincha first. Then he says, O nira b'Rambam, de mincha katana adifa, raki midpal, kodim plaga mincha. Also, you Rambam, you said that the best time to do is plaga mincha, is mincha ketana. That's only if you're going to daven before plaga mincha. Avol acher plaga mincha. But if it's going to be after plaga mincha, ain roy lispal al b'shasat chak. Then according to Rambam, not only is it only bidyevid, it's only b'shasat chak motor. After 10 hours and 45 minutes of the day, it's only shasat chak it's motor. He goes on, Nir la niyaz daiti de la Rambam, odiv lispal b'yachidis lifnei plaga mincha. And Rav Nosson takes it one step further. According to the sheet of the Rambam, who's the Mincha Ketana guy, that's only if you're going to daven before Plaga Mincha. But if you're going to daven after Plaga Mincha, it's better to daven Yechidus beforehand than to daven with a minion afterwards. Me'asher b'tzibur l'achar Plaga Mincha. She'tfilo b'tzibur rak ma'ilav lochiv. But then he writes, Aval ein minag ha'amakeh. But the minag is not like this. V'ad rabba yesh mekilim b'tzibur afil b'tar to the satrei. Some are making even b'tar to the satrei, we'll get to soon. V'ipam mincha v'aris l'achar Plaga Mincha. However, what the Nunatzal is pointing out, that even the sheet of the Rambam, that the Mechaber is going like, it's not, this whole din is not so pashut. That which most Vinyanim do, that daven Mincha Ketana, they don't daven at Mincha Ketana, they daven 15 minutes before Shkia, 20 minutes before Shkia, which is way after Plaga Mincha, which the Nunatzal is pointing out, that even the Rambam itself would not agree with. Therefore, that's Rav Nunatzal's one side of his chap over here, why, for sure, did Dav go ahead and daven Mincha. And he's saying, if you want it to be like the Rambam, you should be davening mincha, daven 3 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever mincha ketana comes along. However, the daven much later is not such a good thing. That's one reason why Rav Nevinsal is makbid the daven mincha gedola because of this. However, there's many other reasons. I believe one of the main reasons is like the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish wrote, why daven mincha gedola? Why is mincha gedola the adif? And basically, and you'll find this out as life goes on, this is very true, is you never know what's going to be. You never know what it's going to be. Go ahead and daven mincha. You get a minion at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Daven at 1 o'clock, because at 5:30, when Shkia is going to come along, and you could have a million other things that are going to come along, and you could easily come to possibly forget about mincha. Therefore, go ahead and daven tefillah mincha gedola. No problem. And that's what many of the gedolei achronim did, and that is totally fine lichatchila nowadays. And especially erev Shabbos, which we'll get to. Later on, it's going to even be more important to daven mincha gedola. So that's the difference between mincha gedola, mincha ketan. Just two more things. Bidi Evid, the Mishnah Berurah points out, if one davens mincha after chatzos, but before mincha gedola, his yatza bidi Evid. It makes a lot of sense, like we said before, because really make her a din, the tamid sheba in her bayin could have been brought in chatzos. It's just our chaka ba'alma to do it later on. Therefore, b'di'evit, if one daven's mincha, it's in Sifchan Beis, and Mishnah Berurah, he's yotzi, his tefillah does not have to daven again. Very, if you want to know a good kula, Rav Nevinsal is a good kula, his machlokas, Pisket Chuvas does not say like this, Pisket Chuvas says, brings down only a Sitz Eliezer, that writes that also Ashrei and Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos has to be done dafka after Mincha Gedola. It can only be started after Mincha Gedola. However, Rav Nevinsal does not hold like that. Rav Nevinsal holds, you could start Ashrei, as long as you daven start Shmon Esrei at Mincha Gedola, that's good enough. You could start Ashrei even before then. And even Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, it can be done so long as after Chatzos, that's good enough. It's good enough to do. Okay, so that's the Inyan of Mincha Ketana versus Mincha Gedola. I'll read it again. Inside Mishi Yifal Tzidot Mincha Lachar Vav Shavz Mesel Lamala Yotza The Iker Zmano Mi Tesh Shavz Mechsel Lamala Ada Laila The Rabbanon. The Iker time is from 9.5 hours a day until the night time according to the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda Ad Plaga Mincha Rabbi Yehuda Ad Plaga Mincha Shav Ad Sof Yud Alf Shavz Chos Raviyah. So what's going on over here? Well, now let's get into Sof Mincha. We can talk about the beginning of Mincha. When's Iker time down Mincha? And what's the earliest time daven? Now, the complicated stuff is when is the end of Mincha. So this is another Mishnah in Brachos, Daf Kavav. Mishnah in Brachos, Daf Kavav. Sounds like this, the first Mishnah in the fourth Perek. Tfilas HaShachar HaChatzos Reyum Ad Dal Shos. And it says, Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. The Tanakhama holds Tfilas HaMincha is until the night time. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Plaga Mincha. Mincha is only until Plag HaMincha, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That means according to Rabbi Yehuda. Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is very simple. Nighttime starts at Plag HaMincha. Even though you'll tell me it's completely day time, it's completely light time, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's when all nighttime mitzvahs start at Plag HaMincha. That means up until Plag HaMincha, that both ways is a Chomer and a Kula. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to have a big Chomra by Mincha and a Kula by Ma'arev. That means, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mincha could only be davened up until Plaga Mincha, until 10 hours and 45 minutes of the day. However, is it cool by Marav? Because you could daven Marav starting at Plaga Mincha. Starting at Plaga Mincha. I'm sorry, if I said that all mitzvahs could be done then I didn't necessarily mean that. It's not so push. But at least by Tfilos and Mincha, one could definitely start davening over there. According to the Rabbanan, it's a Chomer by Mincha, it's a Kula by Mincha, you could daven all the way up until nighttime, Shkia, let's say. And Mar, it's a Chomer by Mar, because you can't daven Mar until after nightfall. That's the Machlokas between Rabbi Huda and Rabbanan. And even though we almost always pass on like the Chachamim when you have a Machlokas between one Tana and the Chachamim, however, over here, the Gemara does not say like that. The Gemara says, and Daf Kav Zayin, the next Daf, he says like this. The Gemara says, Hashdol Itmar Hechza Lo Kamar Velo Kamar, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Dvar Kamar Ovid. Basically, you want to choose like this. If a person does like this, is fine. If a person does like this, is fine. You want to do like the Rabban, it's fine. And you want to do like Rabbi Yehuda, it's fine also. And that's how the Mechaber Paskin's over here. He first brings down the two opinions like I just read. Adalayel the Rabban, the Yehuda, Plagim, Incho, Shuat, Sof, Yud, Alf, Shos, Chasar, Viyo. Umasharin, Shos, Elofi, Inyan, and Yom, you go according to each day separately. Va'afi, Mayom, Aruch, even if it's a long day, Masharin, Liyud, Be, Shos. You split it up until 12 hours. Vehem Nikros shows Zmanios, that's what we call shows Zmanios. If it's a long day, it could have hour and 15 minute hours. Vehem Kol Makom Shishiro Chaim B'Shaos Misharim B'Shaos Elo. Anytime the Chaim were Mishar and Shaos, they go by Shaz Zmanios. Vasikna, and the Maskon of the Gemara is the Ovid Kamar Ovid, Udavar Kamar Ovid. If you want to do like this, that's fine. If you want to do like this, it's fine. Vehu Shiyase Liolam Kechad Minayim. So long as you always do like one of those opinions. Shim asa ke rabbanan mispal mincha alayla. If you do like the rabbanan and you daven mincha until nighttime, shuv ein yachol yispal arvis min plaga mincha lemala. So you're not allowed to daven marav after plaga mincha, because then you're doing mincha like the rabbanan and marav like Rabbi Yehuda. You got to pick and choose. We don't pick and choose in Judaism, right? Vim osa ke Rabbi Yehuda. If you do like Rabbi Yehuda, mispal arvis min plaga mincha, you daven marav from plaga mincha lemala. And you can't daven mincha in that same time frame. And the Mechaber goes on. He says the action of Shenagul Yispal Tefilas Mincha at Alayla. In the places in Sfarad, they used to daven mincha until close to nighttime. Ain't Yispal Tefilas Arvis Kodem Shkias Lachama. You're not allowed to daven Marav before Shkias Lachama. Vim b'diavad Yispal Tefilas Arvis Min Plaga Mincha Lamalo Yotze. But b'diavad, if one daven Marav after Plaga Mincha, he's still Yotze. One could daven marav after mincha. But the Ramah says a little didan min yisrael shenog yispal arvis min plaga mincha in Europe, because the hours were very late. They used to daven marav early, and therefore they used to daven after plaga mincha marav. Ain lo yispal mincha achar kach. He should not daven mincha after plaga min plag after plag. He has to daven mincha earlier. Ubediyevet ubeshasat dechak yatsa ubediyevet ubeshasat dechak yatsa. He made Paul Mincha at a Laila, the Ainawad says a Kochavim, as long as he daven Mincha before it says a Kochavim. Fine. So, that if one would daven Mincha and Marv both after Plaga Mincha, before it gets dark, that's called a Tarti Desatre. You're doing two things that's a steer from one to another. You're possibly in both Rabbanan and their Yehuda. The Gemara says, you could do like the Rabbanan or like Rabbi Yehuda, but you can't do like both. You gotta choose. And therefore, really, Nikar Din, the halacha is that one has to choose in his life. I'm gonna be a Rabbi Yehuda Yid, or I'm gonna be like a Rabbanan Yid. You gotta choose one of those. However, as Mr. Burr points out in Sifkan and Vav, at least, he shouldn't be a stira on the same day. If you want to do, it's one level to say at least that on Monday and Tuesdays I can do like Rabbi Yehuda, and on Wednesdays and Thursdays I can do like the Rabbanan. That's one darga. But at least he should not do on Monday like both of them, right? At least on the same day he should not be doing like one of them. And not doing like both of them. So how do Minyanim do this? Lamaisa, most modern, a lot of minyanim, let's say. A lot of minyanim in America, especially, don't do this. They daven mincha 15 minutes before shkia, and they daven marav, if it's not before shkia, a couple minutes into Shkia, but definitely not after Tzeis HaKochavim. And therefore, they're being passed, they're doing like Rabbi Yehuda. They're being Sobach on Rabbi Yehuda. They're doing like the Rabbanan for Mincha, and they're doing like Rabbi Yehuda for Marv. So how can they do such a thing? So if you look at Mishnah Berurah Yud Aleph, it says that B'shas L'chag, we said B'shas is the chag, they could rely on these things. So it says like this, Rotz L'omer, Da'afin Darku Tamili Sval Mincha Achar Plag, even though normally, if someone davens Mincha after Plag, Mikol Makom Miyachli Sval Tfilas Arvitz Gankim B'zman Hazeh. That's talking B'shas is the chag. Mikol Makom, Ein Lo Hakol Bazeh Rakim Akol Panim Ba'oto Yom Yisval Mincha Kodem Plag. The only time he can be Mekel, the only time we're saying B'shas is the chag, he could be Mekel, and even though normally you daven Mincha after Plag Mincha, and now you can daven Marv early, that's only on if this day you daven Mincha Gedol, you daven early Mincha. Avim bi'oto ayom gufa, he's follow Mincha, and that day you daven Mincha after Achar Plag, after Plag Mincha, shuv also lo lispal arvis kodem alayla. You cannot have Marv before the night to have a tart to the Satcher below Yom Gufa. You're having a tart to the Satcher on that day. You can't do such a thing. However, he says, V'kol Zayim Yisfal B'Yechidi. That's all if you're davening B'Yechidi. Aval Tzibor says, Palu Mincha. But a Tzibor, the daven Mincha. U'kishe Yelchu L'Beitam. And if they go back to their house, Yei Toruch L'Kabzim Sheni, it'll be hard to gather them again. L'Tfilas Erev. V'batel tefilas tzibur legamrei, and you're going to be v'batel tefilas tzibur legamrei. Hekilu achronim shemotel ispal arvi samelcha mincha. In this case, where you're going to be v'batel the whole minyan, therefore you could be meko and daven marav early, and that is what minyanim are somecha. This Mishnah Berurah over here that they could have a tart to the satri, because if they would have mincha 50 minutes before shkia, and then wait another. In America, it's a long time until Tzeis HaKochavim. Okay? It's not like in Eretz Yisrael, which is much quicker. In America, it's much longer. Let's say an hour later, they're going to have Maariv, so people are not going to come back to Shul, and it's going to move out to the Minyan. And therefore, they're Mako to have a little 5-minute share in between, and then they go ahead and daven Maariv. However, obviously, this is a big kula. This is relying on a big kula, and you can see Redevin's already is not so happy with it. If you look at Dibur Masav Tzibor, he's pointing out different steers in the Mishnah Berurah that seems not to say not like this. However, that's what there's to be somechan. Olam kulam sadikim, and they have what to be somechan. However, Bnei Torah should try and not do such a thing, and they should try, if they're going to daven in a minion like this, that's going to daven Marv early, that day for sure, he should make sure he's makwa to daven before Plaga Mincha. You can get a Mincha Ketana minion, is fine, or a Mincha Gedola minion, which is more likely, but not to daven Mincha in that same minion where it's going to be after Plaga Mincha. We'll come back to these dinim when we get to Hilcha Shabbos, which is going to get to very much applicable also. Okay, so that's the inin of Rabbi Yehuda versus the Rabbanan. Choosing sides, which one? Now, to get to what is the end of Zman Mincha. Until one could daven Mincha. So, we have a famous machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam, and we call it Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. The Gra is really the Gaonim. Again, I have a whole lot of questions. Okay. It seems to be complicated, but it's really not so complicated. I'm going to say it slowly. I know we're running out of time, but I'm going to say it anyways. Because this Machlokas, we're going to come to 3 times this year. We're going to have it next week already, by Hilchos Maariv. And we're going to have it again, by Hilchos Shabbos. And we're going to have it again, possibly by Hilchos, a little bit by Hilchos Chanukah also. Okay, it's going to come up over and over again, and if you get it right down right now, you'll have it in your pocket. It's very simple. There's a stira on the Gemaras. There's 2 Gemaras, and they're completely close to each other. One Gemara says the time in between Shkia, time in between sunset and Tzeis HaKochavim is 3/4 of a mil. 3/4 of 80 minutes, which is 13 and a half minutes. Okay? So that means 13 and a half minutes after the sun goes down is Tzeis HaKochavim. It's Laila Vada. That's one Gemara. We have another Gemara that says the time between sunset and Tzeis HaKochavim is 4 mil, which is 72 minutes. Okay, so we have one Gemara saying the same time period is 13 and a half minutes, and one Gemara saying that time period is 72 minutes. So how could this be? Okay, so Rabbeinu Tam has a cheshbon to reconcile these Gemaras, and the Gaonim have a way of reconciling these Gemaras. Rabbeinu Tam says like this, There's two shkias. The two Gemaras are talking about two different shkias. There's shkia Aleph and shkia Beis. Shkia Aleph is when what we call sunset. We call sunset, the sun goes down. That's called shkia Aleph. But according to Rabbi Natan, shkia Aleph has no halachic significance. That shkia has no halachic significance. The sun goes down, halachically that means nothing. The Gemara was talking about over there, why I was talking about that, we're not going to get into right now. But that Gemara that says that Shkia Rishon is the real Shkia, there's no halachic significance. 58 and a half minutes later, we have Shkia Beis. There's a second Shkia. That's the halachic significant Shkia. And then 13 and a half minutes later, it's Seisel Kochavim. Okay, so when really the time in between Shkia and Seisel Kochavim that is meaningful to us is 13 and a half minutes. But that's only from the second Shkia. And therefore, if you had 15 and a half minutes and 13 and a half minutes, it's 72 minutes. Therefore, the time between Shkia 1 Gemara, let's talk about 72 minutes, that was the Shkia Rishona. Between that and Seisel Kochavim is 72 minutes. However, that first Shkia had no halachic significance. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam holds, you could daven Mincha up until here. Really, until Shkia Beis, you could daven Mincha. That's the halachic significant Shkia. Therefore, that's going to be a long period. After sunset, you have another 58 and a half minutes of daytime, of day. Still day, according to Rabbeinu Tam. And you can still daven Mincha for 58 and a half minutes after day. In Eretz Yisrael, I'll tell you, it'll already be as dark as it can be in Eretz Yisrael 58 and a half minutes after the sun goes down. But that's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Okay? The Gaonim slash Gra. We don't call it Gra. Really? And Rabbeinu Tam. Reconcile the Gemaras. There's two Shkias. The two Gemaras are talking about two different Shkias. The first Gemara that was talking that, the second Gemara that said 72 minutes, that was from the Shkia Rishona. Shkia Rishona to Tzeis Kachavim is 72 minutes. However, that has no halachic significance. That Shkia has really no halachic significance. Okay? The Gemara that really matters to us, that says 13 and a half minutes, that's talking about from Shkia Beis. There's a second Shkia according to Rabbeinu Tam. Shkia Beis happens 58 and a half minutes after what we call sundown. What we call sundown, that Shkia happens 15 and a half minutes. His halachic Shkia is 58 and a half minutes after that time. And at that time starts Bein HaShemashos, and 13 and a half minutes later is Seisel Kochavim. That's Rabbeinu Tam, and that's really Rov Rishonim. Rov Rishonim won't like that. And if it wasn't for the Gra, the Gaonim, we wouldn't really care so much about halachically. But the Gra revitalized the Shita of the Gaonim, and since the Gra, we'll see soon, it really came about, because he answers all the kashas against that Rabbeinu Tam had against the Shita, the Gra comes and answers all of them. And the Gra slash Gaonim hold like this. That the Iker, as much as Rabbeinu Tam said there's two types of Shkias, and that's the way the Gemara, the reconciliation of the Gemaras, Rabbeinu Gra does the same thing to Seisel Kochavim. He says there's two types of Seisel Kochavim. And once again, it's a lobbed out, one of them is not halachically significant. So he says like this. The Gra and the Gaonim say Shkia is sundown. What we call sundown, so too, according to the Gra and the Gaonim, that is sundown. That's Shkia. That's halachically Shkia. 13 and a half minutes later is Seisel Kochavim. Like the Gemara said, 13 and a half minutes is the time between Shkia and Seisel Kochavim. Oh, what does he do with the Gemara that says 72 minutes is Seisel Kochavim? He says, yes, that's the second Seisel Kochavim. There's a second Seisel Kochavim. One is Seisel Kochavim when you have three stars come out. The second one is Seisel Kochavim. At 72 minutes, all the stars are going to be out. Halachically, it's really meaningless. We don't care when all the Kochavim come out. But that's what the Gemara is talking about over there. Our Seisel Kochavim is three stars. That happens 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. That is the Shita of the Gra and the Gaonim. Okay? And therefore, according to the Gra, the halachic significant Shkia is the first, is sundown. And therefore, one can only daven Mincha up until Shkia, which is when the sun goes down, Zman Mincha is over.
Therefore, you have a large machlokas between the Gra and Rabbeinu Tam. 58 and a half minute machlokas in between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. Right? Because right over here is the time where the Gra, at sundown is when you have to stop Tav Mincha, when there's no more daytime, or Suffolk day, Suffolk night, until it says a Kohanim. And Rabbeinu Tam gives you another 58 and a half minutes until that point, until the Shkia Beis. Okay? Just to point out, just to say this, is it really matters where you are in the world when these things happen? Because if we know in the Eretz Yisrael, the sun goes down, the time between sundown and it gets really dark is much quicker than, let's say, in America, where it's going to take a much longer process. Okay? And it could be, whatever. I just want to point it out that I believe in Am Mordechai, I didn't see it inside, but I heard in Am Mordechai, Rav Wolk Sefer, he's trying to stem the Metzias with the sheet and explain how these could be. How these could be. But that is Lamaisa, the Gra versus Rabbeinu Tam. And you understand that? Because obviously it's going to be very important when you do Hilchos Shabbos, by Tzei Shabbos, by Knisa Shabbos. But it's going to be, it's really to understand it, that's understanding. That's it. Yes.
Right, yeah, just according to what's both these shittas, so what's the problem? Like, I mean, so why do American Aminyanim have so many problems? No, I'm saying why, like, I mean, they would just make, like, according to the Gra or according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can make the Mincha right then, and then 13 minutes later, wait till...
Okay, because that...
So what's the, like, why wouldn't they
if
do
you're
that?
We'll see, because we don't... Let's get to Psak Lacha, how we paskin, before we... Then we'll understand, I think we'll answer your question. Okay, so how do we paskin over here? So it says like this. I'm sorry it's late, but we had to get that slowly and understand this. So how, if you looked in the Mechaber, how do we pass? How does the Mechaber pass? It doesn't come out so clear in the Mechaber, but the Mishnah Berurah spells it out, and it's really the Mechaber sheet in all over. It's the Mechaber sheet in all Shulchan Aruch. He never mentions the Gra. He doesn't hold the Gra. He doesn't hold the Gaonim. The Gra lived after him, but he doesn't hold the Gaonim. He paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. Furish, he goes to Rabbeinu Tam, Malach Lamaisa everywhere. Okay? He goes to Rabbeinu Tam, Lamaisa everywhere. Could be. We're not going to talk about Motzei Shabbos now. I don't want to get into it. But if you look through the Mishnah Berurahs over here, Ches Tes, this is Rotzel Omer Sof Shkia, he's talking about two different Shkias over here, he passes like Rabbeinu Tam. However, if you look at Mishnah Berurah Yudalad, Mishnah Berurah Yudalad is like this, Tahinu Ad says a Kochavim. It says, Lav Dachka. Derech Rabbi Shah Kodim says a Kochavim. That which the Mechaber said, you could daven up until Tzeis HaKochavim, Mishnah Berurah is saying that's lav daven. You can't daven until Tzeis HaKochavim, even if we're Rabbeinu Tam. You can only daven until Shkia Beis, which is Be'erach 13 and a half minutes earlier on, because once you get to here, it's a Suffolk. Suffolk Lila, Suffolk Yom. Don't daven in Chayer, it's a Suffolk. So that which the Mechaber meant Tzeis HaKochavim, he really meant Shkia Beis. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out. Okay, he's passing to Rabbeinu Tam. But don't think that. It says now, v'da, the afshe mechaber bi'arav mother ma also passes like this. Mashma duli dan enogin lispal marav achar tzeis hakochavim motel lispal mincha afilo achar shkia ad samach letzeis hakochavim. You could daven even after shkia because you have that extra 15 and a half 8 minutes. Yesh poskim rabim shulchokim is that. There are many poskim who argue with this. You look in Yitzchak and the Shartzi and Shilta Gibor and Lavush. Lechem chamuros v'agra, obviously. V'daitem shetfilas amincha hu rak kodem shkia sechama. It's only up until shkia sechama. Once the sun sets, no more zayim mincha. V'lachein, says, lechatchila tzarech kol odem lizar lispal kodem shkia sechama dafka. Therefore, a person has to be zohar to daven before shkia sechama. Dahainu sheyigbor tfilaso. Very important. He has to finish his tfilah before the sun disappears from our eyes. It's better to daven bizman biyachidas milispal achar kach b'tzibur, then to daven afterwards b'tzibur. That's the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that one has to be machmer like the Gra. Over here we're going to be machmer like the Gra, he says. Even though the Mechaber comes out to be a huge kula like Rabbeinu Tam, over here the Mishnah Berurah says we're machmer like the Gra, and therefore you only have up until Shkia to daven Mincha. And that means to finish Mincha before Shkia. Okay? And this is like most Ashkenazic Litvish Poskim. I believe Sephardim also are, most places are makbid on this. To go ahead and make sure they daven before Shkia. And Mr. Brewer says even it's better to daven b'yichidus before Shkia than to daven in the minion after Shkia. And Rav Nevin Sol is very, very makbid on this. Very, very makbid. Before I get to that, however, Chassidim are somech on the Arizal we said before, that the Arizal held that really, you can daven Shkia's lav davki, you can daven after Shkia, don't worry about it. It's really talking about Pikabola. It's better to daven with a minion for sure after Shkia. He wants you to daven as close to Shkia as possible, and if you go over, it's not a big deal. You also, according to Rizal, and that's what Chassidim are somechan, and therefore we should not be motzi laz chas shalom on these shitas. However, non Chassidim are makbid on Shkia. Most Ashkenazic posting. There are other posting that also are makel. However, most Ashkenazic posting are makel on Shkia, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, like we said before, because the sun goes down a lot quicker. And therefore, you should have to be finished with Shmona Esrei Shkia. That means the private Shmona Esrei and Chazar Shas. As Rav Nevin Sol told me tonight, I said, what if one wants to dominate the minion? He'll finish his private Shmona Esrei before Shkia, and the Chazan is going to continue after Shkia. Could he dominate the minion? He says, you get out of the minion. You get to feel a bit zibur, but it is as if you did not hear Chazar Shas. As if you did not hear Chazar Shas. He's dominating Chazar Shas after Shkia. You can answer Amen to it. There's Somechan, what are they going to be Somechan? You can answer Amen. But as if you have not heard Chazar Shas, that's what Rav Nevin Sol holds. Mm-hmm. Even a minute after Shkia, Rav Nevin Sol holds, you have to finish by Shkia Dafka. I heard B'Shem Rav Yashar that you can maybe have 1 or 2 minutes after Shkia. However, Rav Nevin Sol does not say like this. And if you see that there's not going to be enough time to daven and finish your Shemona Esrei by Shkia, daven Tashlumen. Don't start your Shemona Esrei. Daven Tashlumen, daven two Marvs. Better to daven two Marvs, not to go after Shkia. That is what Rav Nevin Sol holds. And obviously, if you get to this minion and you have a control over the minion, in a time like this, they're going to be somach le shkia, they should daven in mincha k'tzara. Mincha k'tzara, don't do chazar shas afterwards. And this is the shas b'chak that the Ramal was talking about. And this is the chora everyone would hold by. Obviously, not chassidim like we saw before, b'shem da'ari. However, they should better daven with a mincha k'tzara, daven a hechi kedusha, than to get into shkia problems. That is Allah Lamaisa over here. Don't tell that to Shkia. And in America, there might be more room to be makel. I think there might be more room. Nevinsel did not want to be makel. He said even in America, what you makel? He thought about it for a couple of seconds. But there would be more room and possibly more postgame would be makel to go into Shkia a little bit, but not too much. I don't know. Okay, and that which the Mishnah Berurah wrote would be the Yevad Yochel Yismocha Das Mekinli Yispal Achar Shkia Ad Reva Shah Kodim Seisuk HaKavim. Remember, that's all points out we do not hold like that. And that is definitely an Eretz Yisrael. The Minhag is not to be Somek at all. Do not daven close to Shkia. And we'll see it in Erev Shabbos is going to be even a much greater problem. Never get close to Shkia by Erev Shabbos, for sure. Okay, Siv Beis. Im Yesh Lomayim, if you have water, Tzachli Tol Yadav Kedili Yispal, you have to wash your hands in order to daven. Even though you don't know them, any dirt in them. Below Yivarach, we do not make a bracha on the washing of before davening, even though the rush and the grub, basically, that you do make a bracha, even by Mincha and Marav. We do not pass on like that. Even if he's in the middle of learning, he should get up to wash his hands for tefillah. The imein lomayim is one imein tzarich litol. But if he does not have water around there, we saw the definition of what that means. Earlier on, he does not have to wash his hands. However, if there's water nearby, you have a chiyuv to wash your hands for tefillah. Even if you do not know any, you know, if you think they might be clean, stam yadayim need to be washed for tefillah. Lechatchila with a kli, Rav Nachman holds, should be done with a kli. If you know your hands are for sure tahor, you washed them 10 minutes ago, and you know they're not getting dirty since you're not scratch your hair, you're not touch a body part that's dirty, you do not have to wash your hands. But if you do not know for sure, you should wash your hands for tefillah. Okay, quickly we're going to go through Reish Lamedah. I know it's late, but we're going to do quickly Reish Lamedah. I want to finish Tfilas Mincha. There's not too much here to go through. Reish Lamedah. Harotel Yisfal Mincha Gedolah Mincha Ketana. One wants to daven both Mincha Gedolah Mincha Ketana. He wants to daven two Minchas. Ein Roy Loli Pal Rishos El Gedolah. He does not have the right to daven Tfilah Rishos El Gedolah. The Gedolah should be a Tfilah, the Tfilah Rishos. This is the Mechaber L'Shitaso, that the Minchir time for Mincha is Mincha Ketana. Therefore, the Rishos one should be the first one in Mincha Gedolah. If he davens mincha gedola as his chov, lo yipal tana kim rishos, then he should daven mincha tana as rishos. Hava in roi lispal kfilas rishos, elin kei makar batzah shuzar v'zar v'om yudai til chavit v'lo mirosh atzof, lo hasachadas, we saw this many times already, that we do not do tfilas rishos nowadays, because you only can do it if you're for sure, no, for sure, see yourself, they're going to have a gevaltik tefillah, and nowadays we're choshesh that we're not going to have enough kavana, therefore we do not do tfilas nedovas. If he's not going to mechavim by Yafa, Karin by Lami, the Rose Zivchechem. Hakadosh Baruch says, why do I need all these karbanos if you're not doing it for the right reason, not having the right intentions? Better not to do it at all. Therefore, we only do what we have a chovah to do. Three tefillas a day, we do not do tefillas in double. This is Ein Lomar Asher Shekoda Mincha Elok Sheish Minyan Basic Knesses. One should not say Asher before Mincha unless there's a Minyan Basic Knesses, not because Asher needs a Minyan. Because Kaddish needs a minion. And Kaddish is a set in Ashrei, and therefore you should wait for a minion for Ashrei. Kadesh Yerimah Lava Kaddish Leif Neit Tvilas HaMincha, in order to say Kaddish before Mincha. Yeh Shekot V'Shinogin Lomar Parshas HaTamid. There are those who said, so those who say that one should say Parshas HaTamid, you should say the Korbanos Kodam Ashrei Shel Tvilas HaMincha, before Ashrei of Tvilas HaMincha, Neged Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, Keneged the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, U'minim Yafo, it's a nice minog, Svardim are Makbid on this, Ash Minag Ashkenazim list Litvax are not. Rav Nevin Saul told me the Minag is not to say Korbanos. Most Ashkenazim don't say Korbanos before Mincha, and it's not clear really why that is, since Ramah brings it down. However, that is the Minag, at least by many Ashkenazim. Svarim are not to say Korbanos. If you do not have enough time to say all of Ashrei, you should at least say the end psukim. It's a great one to say, but even more so by Tfilas Mincha. We learned that also earlier on in Chabur. Okay, and the last sif is earlier on in Tfilas Ashrei by after Davni. Reish Lamedal Beis im Shachav Leispal Mincha. If someone forgot and did not daven mincha, mipal arvid shtayim, he should daven two marvs. Omer Ashrei called him tefillah, she tashlumah tefillah mincha. The Ashrei should be said in between. Obviously, the first tefillah is your tefillah of the chova, the new tefillah chova. The second tefillah is the tashlumim that you said before. We saw earlier, and also the Licha Shlomo says even a woman who is not does not normally daven marv, because most women don't daven marv. If she forgets mincha and she's normally davens mincha, she could say, she should say Tashlumin and Marv, and she should say two Marvs. One Marv is not good enough, because Tashlumin has to be the second tefillah, and therefore Shlomo Zalman writes, she daven Marv the first time as Marv, and the second one will be their Tashlumin from Mincha, just like a man. Yashar Koach, that's the end of Tefillas Mincha. Hey.